save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9.
He made housewives swoon in Stranger Things. Okay, maybe not just housewives. And now his sultry tones bless our ears with his poetry on his podcast, DKMH. Please welcome Dacre Montgomery. Not blushing, you're blushing.
Oh. Live from the Gold Coast. Dacre, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
No dramas at all. What's happening up on the Gold Coast? What are you doing there?
A little private project that I think should be public news before too long, but apparently I'm not supposed to talk about it for the moment.
If you want to, man, we're open.
I know. I wish. I'm sorry, guys. I'm teasing.
Now, mate, I want to dive in first and foremost. You're a Perth-born and bred bloke. You've gone on, done amazing things. But I just want to throw this out there because it might be the only time that this ever happens for you, being on a radio station here in Perth. Is there anybody that you'd like to say hello to?
My family, of course. I feel like it'd be remiss of me not to do that. Hey, Mum, Tony, Sus, everyone. I think it's obviously a nice opportunity, spending so much time of the year away from Perth, to be able to give a shout out to everyone.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, guys.
No worries at all. What do you miss the most about Perth?
I don't know, the beach, North Street. We spent about 8 weeks over Easter at the start of the lockdowns at home, which was actually really nice to just sort of spend some really relaxed time there. We've been in Sydney for the last sort of 3-4 months, which has been really lovely as well. But also just kind of through a time of change, I feel like there's a level of certainty in Perth, which is really nice, predictability. And obviously at the moment, it's like the safest place on the planet to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm wishing I was there every day, and hopefully there'll be an opportunity to come in later in the year.
Nah, not our borders, mate. They're locked shut for everyone. But I was just wondering, you're obviously dealing with a lot of celebrities at the moment, and a guy from Perth, it's so good to see someone from Perth doing such wonderful things. Do you ever get starstruck by the people you meet and people you work with?
All the time, yeah. I think I get really, I get starstruck by people that aren't actors as well, just creatives in the industry that I really admire. But yeah, I have a reputation for having really bad nerves.
Yeah.
On set, on stage, whatever. So I always get really bad nerves, and I always get starstruck, and I think I always like hope see the best in people as well. So I'm always sort of seeing the idol that I've grown up with and love, yeah, as opposed to, you know, and I think it's also important to just see people as people as well, which is something that I've come to, you know, realize very quickly. Everyone's human beings,
yeah,
and if you can develop a good working relationship pretty quickly, then it's going to hold you in good stead for your job. So that's been a good learning curve.
Can you remember an occasion where and who was it with that you were a bit of a blubbering mess?
Angelina Jolie, I think, to me was she came up and complimented me and a castmate at an event a couple of years ago, and
wow.
I just remember ringing my mum, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, that to me was just, that was like you're shaking. I was standing there shaking, kind of like, you know, paying as many compliments back to her as she sort of had said to me, if not more. So that was pretty amazing. And some people like that still don't really feel real to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a couple of those moments over the years, very flattering.
Hey, look, you've obviously been a part of some incredible pieces over the past few years. We've got you on here to talk about the Broken Hearts Gallery, which is the latest film, which we'll get to very soon. But, you know, things like playing the Red Ranger in the Power Rangers movie in 2017.
Oh, Peter's favourite.
Oh, mate, absolute favourite. And I need to ask you about this because I'm not 100% sure if you know him or if you've crossed paths with him. Does the name Scott Sheridan ring a bell?
Scott Sheridan. Am I going to sound really bad if I don't remember? I'm terrible with names.
Probably not, but you beat him for the part of the Red Ranger. He was a mate of mine, so...
I was going to say, it didn't ring a bell with any of us in here.
Oh, far out. No, it was, I mean, that was such a great eye-opening experience, I think, for me. Obviously, it was my first sort of real job in the industry, and just sort of thrown in the deep end. And I learned some amazing things on that show, which was fantastic.
There is one thing I have to ask you. Are you back for the next season of Stranger Things? Because you played, man, for me, that was breakout role for you.
It was amazing. I have had an absolute blast on that show. And again, I can't comment. I don't want to keep teasing you guys with different things. But
they're filming on the Gold Coast.
Yeah. I was going to say he's gone silent, so it must be true. Now, we are talking to you because of the Broken Hearts Gallery, which, I mean, I believe
you loved
every...
it, Jules, didn't
well,
you?
The thing is that, you know, I'm a sucker for a love story, right?
Yeah.
And I honestly think that a lot of this story can resonate with a lot of girls out there that have their hearts broken. Obviously, it's a story about a girl who holds on to certain things, little keepsakes.
Just keeps it.
From her past relationships. Now, have you ever held on to anything from a past relationship?
Just emotional baggage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'll probably be my answer, right, for a lot of us, as opposed to things. But no, I'm really excited for people to see this film. And I think, well, I was talking to my mum actually the other day, and it's interesting because it's almost a homage now to a simpler time when you could go out to crowded bars and meet people. And it's interesting kind of this new COVID normal sort of world to be one of the sort of first films to come out in the cinema, and having only shot it at the end of last year, it's kind of a homage to a completely different time because the world's changed in so many different ways just in the last, you know, 12 months. So it'd be a nice level of escape, I think, for a lot of people. That's what I've been hearing over the last week since it's come out in the US. Just people kind of going, look, I just wanted to just switch off and not be thinking about, you know, the million things that people are worrying about at the moment.
That's true.
So that's quite nice.
And I also feel like, I found that, you know, just watching Lucy in the show and all those breakups that she was going through and the heartbreak that she was going through, I mean, you feel it. I almost started crying at some stages.
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend, Lucy.
Maybe I'm just a bit emotional. But, I mean, probably only Selena Gomez fans and your fans would know this, that Selena is actually the executive producer of the Heartbroken Gallery. The Broken Hearts Gallery, sorry.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and I think Natalie, the writer-director, had spent a long time obviously trying to get this made, and Selena came in and she was obviously that point between I guess what needs to happen in the development process to make it happen. And I think everyone obviously is forever thankful for her for doing that and bringing Natalie's vision to life. So extremely exciting and a really good force of nature, I guess, to have behind the project as a producer. So hopefully, you know, it continues to do well.
Did Selena Gomez have to crack the whip at you at all, mate, or was it pretty smooth sailing?
It was pretty smooth sailing, to be honest with you, mate. It was a great shoot and very easy, and actually nice to work with another Aussie. Geraldine is obviously Australian. So that was kind of my first time working overseas with an Australian actor or actress, and that was really nice. It felt a bit more homely, I think, being away from home so much. It's nice to have someone from the same part of the world as you.
Tell you what feels homely and nice when you're interviewing an Australian, a famous celebrity Australian, and they drop a mate in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That was nice. I liked it.
I love it.
Hey, Dacre, you mentioned, and I think I've read, you know, you had some issues, quite an anxious kid, especially when you were really starting to come into your own and starting to get stuck into all this sort of stuff. Are you conscious of some of the things that you're doing when you're filming on screen, things like maybe sharing a kiss with someone on screen, or do those moments make you nervous, or do you sort of bury yourself somewhere down below and push through it?
I think all of that stuff, like anything with work, you have to have the ability to close one door from your life when you step, you know, into your workplace or on set or whatever, and open up the next door that's kind of, I guess, the professional door in my mind. So for me, a lot of that stuff is just is blanking out everything else that's going on around me and kind of trying to go into a different place to focus on what I need to do to hopefully, you know, give an element of at least a believable performance for the people watching it, I think is so important. So once I'm there and once I'm on set in the moment, the nerves kind of sort of take the back seat, I guess.
What would you rate your kiss?
With who? Who are you talking about?
Well, let's go with Broken Hearts Gallery.
Well, I would say Geraldine's very professional.
Yeah.
And I would say that hopefully it's the best take in the film.
Okay.
To be honest, I closed my eyes and just pictured it was me. But
Jules. Come on, we're trying to run a professional interview here, please.
Seriously.
It's not a lump of meat.
It's just such a beautiful story. It was a beautiful love story. Now, Dacre, obviously from Perth, and you know, I did read that, you know, growing up, you were voted to become, you know, the student to become a Hollywood star. You know, was Heath Ledger an inspiration to you at all? Obviously, being from Perth as well.
I think definitely. You know, I think Perth is so isolated, right? So this concept that you leave the nest in many ways and go off and do these things and travel the world and meet new people. And I think for me, of course, growing up, Heath was, but also Heath made such interesting and dynamic choices in his career with the work he engaged in, you know? So I think that as well for me was like, not only was he from Perth, but he was such an interesting actor. And I think, you know, that definitely feels close to home as well in navigating a career and trying to make really cool, interesting choices. And, you know, so big inspiration.
Okay, so for any young boys and girls in Perth that are wanting to, you know, go get into Hollywood, any advice for them at all?
Yeah, I think another one, strangely enough, that my mum always used to tell me, which I have been saying for the last couple of years, was, you know, someone said to me when I was younger and I was hitting a wall after wall and not getting cast in parts, they were like, you've got to, you know, if you've got that fire and passion and energy in your stomach and you want it really bad, you just got to keep stoking it, you know, and not let anyone kind of ditch that side of you. And I think that's what work ethic, endurance, passion, energy and all that stuff, it will eventually come to fruition, that, you know, that timing will meet the preparation. I think I'm a big believer in that.
And beautiful.
It's not always smooth sailing. And I did read one other thing, and this will be the last one from me, mate. Where did you get fired from when you were younger? A job you had?
Oh, I've been fired from a couple. I got fired from Macca's. I was working in North Perth Macca's.
Yeah? What for?
Back when, I can't even remember, to be honest with you. It's funny that you bring that up, but I definitely did get fired. But I was like 14 or something, so I can't remember. It's probably some silly reason, being young. But yeah, North Perth Macca's.
There you go. Fired from Macca's, now a Hollywood movie star.
Holly telling people that the ice cream machine actually wasn't broken. He didn't want to use it.
It's like when I got sacked from the local bakery. Maybe I've got hope still.
Oh, yeah. All right, mate. Dream up. Hey, Dacre, really nice chatting to you, mate. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning and all the best with what's to come next for you.
Thanks, everyone. I appreciate you taking the time. Lots of love.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Save your
toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.